Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Hei. We are on page Kuf Lamed Hei. We're about to turn on to page 270. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Yesh Mi Sheomer, there is a shita that holds, the Dover Shenefe Onitzla, that something that was baked or was roasted, in bishlu achakach b'mashke, if it's cooked afterwards in liquid, yesh bo mishum bishul, there is going to be an isser of bishul, meaning there is an isser of bishul acharafia. And memela v'aser litain pas afilu b'klisheni shayatzu ledesbo. We'll see what the added chiddush that the mechaber is saying over here, but it is aser to place bread even in a klisheni that is yatzu ledesbo. V'yesh matirin, and there are those who are matir, says the Ramah, what the Mechaber means is, there are those who are matir b'kli sheni. And then the Ramah continues on his own and says, v'yesh mekila nafilu b'kli rishom, there are those that are lenient even to place the bread in a kli rishom. So we have here three shitos. V'nogu lizar l'chatchila shelo litein pas afilu b'kli sheni, kozman shayat zoledesbo. The Ramah ends off and says, the minig is, to be careful, lechavchila, not to place bread even in a klisheni, so long that it's at soledesbo, that is the most machmir shita. So again, to summarize, the Mechaber says, there is a shita that says that there is an isra of bishul after afia, and therefore he says it's usher to place bread even in a klisheni that's at soledesbo. And then he brings from the Mechaber, yesh matirim, the Ramah says in a klisheni, and the Ramah says there are those who are mekel even more lenient than even in a klirishon, but l'maisa the Ramah says the minhag is like the first sheet of the Mechaber, to be machmir, not to place bread that was baked even in a klisheni, so long that it is yad so ledesbo. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Mem, in Bishlo Achakal Pemashke, again, the item that was roasted or that was baked, there is a shita that says it's going to be an Isra Bishl if you cook it afterwards in liquid. Ratzalomer means to say, Shenesano Bekideira Keshem is Bashelas Imrotev. We're talking about over here where you're going to add the bread to a pot of a dish that's already being cooked with liquid, the imnosno b'mashkim tzoninim, because if you're going to place your bread in cold liquid and then you're going to heat it up, so typically diyesh bo mishum bishul avur amashkim. So then we don't need to come on to the bishul of the bread after the afia, there would not be an ishul of those liquids. So it has to be, if you want to address the isra of bishul achar afia, it has to be the bread is coming into something that's already being cooked, so there's only an isra on the bread and there's no other isra going on with the liquids. Sivkata mem aleph, again, there is a shita that says that after the afia, yesh bo mishum bishul. The Afal Gav the Ein Bishul Achar Bishul Adavar Yavesh. Even though we just got finished learning in the Sif before that there is no Isser of Bishul Achar Bishul when something is dry, Mikom Mokom Yesh Bishul Achar Tzoli. However, there is an Isser of Bishul after roasting. Vafilu Adayin Roseach Machmas Atzliya. Even if the food is still boiling hot because of the roasting, if you then cook it in liquid, there would be an Isser Bishul. The same we were saying over here, there's bishul achar afia or bishul achar tzli. So too, says the Mishabura, according to the shita, there would be an isser of roasting after bishul. The lachin, and therefore, aser litein dovar shenizbashel, eitzel ha'esh b'li rotev. Therefore, it's forbidden to place something that was cooked next to the fire without liquid, because that would be considered roasting. And it's not specifically if you put it next to the fire, but putting it anywhere where it could roast from the heat of the oven will be usur. Therefore, one must be careful. One should not return meat that was cooked, but li rotev, now without any liquid, into the oven, in a place where it's hot, to the point of yatsu ledesbo, Vafilu im yamidenu al gabi kedeira hamafsekis. Even if you put it in a place where there is a pot that is separating. Avaluku yama ain't tzoli achar tzoli. So even though we're bringing down the sheet over here that says there is bishul achar tzli, there is tzli achar bishul, but everyone agrees that there is no isser of tzli achar tzli. V'dover shenitzlo mutter litno etzel ha'esh afilu imnitzdanin. Something that was roasted once already, you can put it next to the fire, even if it has cooled off. U'bilvad shelo yekarvenu biyoser. As long as you don't put it too close to the fire. K'dei shelo yovo l'chatos. We don't want you to come to stoke the coals. And therefore, although it is mutter tzli achar tzli, you can't put it too close to the fire. V'gam lo yamidenu al kakoyas atanor. You also can't put it on the floor of the oven. Ela ayidei hefse kli reikonis, only having an empty kli separating between it and the bottom of the oven, tachteo underneath it, kidei shelo yia nirakim avashel, we don't want it to look like you are cooking. So although there's no isra tzliach atzli, number one, we don't want it too close to the fire, you might come to stoke the coals. Number two, we don't want it to be in a place where you normally would cook, which is the bottom of the oven, because it is nirakim avashel. Va'ayin la'el b'simin reishin un gimel sevhei, v'hu adin ba'afiyah ki agavna, de'ein afiyah achar afiyah, the same way they're saying over here, there is no isser according to everyone of tzli achar tzli, there's also, in the same way, no isser of afiyah achar afiyah. Let's see a couple of notes over here. Number one, note number 59. We'll just look at the last paragraph. This is going on that which the Mishabura said in the beginning of Mem Aleph, that even though there is ein bishul achar bishul b'davar yavish, but there is bishul achar tzli. Where does deep frying come in? V'tigun b'shemen amok, deep frying, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'nechshav k'bishul, deep frying in oil is like cooking in water. V'chein das hagon rav l'yashiv and hagon rav nissen karelitz. V'lochein, and therefore, mutter l'daitum, it's mutter in their opinion, lase shkede morok besoch morok cham. You could put soup nuts into hot soup. Kevan shirigilus hilis tagnum kodem lochein b'shem namuk. Since soup nuts, croutons, are normally deep fried, so it's considered they're cooked already, so putting it in the hot soup would avoid the problem we're discussing over here, because that would be a case of bishul achar bishul, because the deep frying is considered bishul. That is a very important point. However, there is a chumra over here from the Shevet HaLevi, that even though Mikra Adin, he does agree with the other poskim, but he does say there is room to be machmir, because at any time they might change the production of the croutons, and they won't be fried, they'll be baked, and then you're getting into the issue of Bishol Achar Tzli that we're discussing in this sif. Continues the notes, note number 60, on that which the Mishabura just told us, that we said, Lochein Tzarek Lizor Shalol Lahachzir Basar Mavushol Blirote V'toch HaTanur B'mokom HaChom Shayat Zoladesbo. We said, therefore, one has to be careful not to return cooked meat without sauce this time to the oven in a place where Yatzol Adesbo. V'afilu im yamidenu al gabi kidei ramavsekas, even if there is a pot that is separating. So if you look at note number 60, very important point over here, he brings in the Bir Halacha later on that asks the following kasha. Shebishulchan Aruch Shom Sosam Shemutr Laniyot Ava Yovesh Mavushal Keneged Amadura Kidei Shiyas Chamim. The Mechaber is going to tell us later on that you're allowed to place a dry food item that is already cooked next to the fire in order to heat it up. Limro shalachora hu nitzla ayidezeh. Even though we're saying over here that's tzli, and there's a problem of tzli achar bishul v'nisha b'tzarech ian. That is a question the Bir Halacha asks. If we're saying over here that you cannot put something that was cooked next to the fire, so then how does the Mechaber say later on that you could put this cooked food item next to the fire to warm up again? V'tira is a chazanus. The chazanus answers a very important answer. Shekevan shemachal hamunach ba'ofen zeh. Since food placed in this way, eino mekabel tam tzli mamish. You're putting it next to the fire, but it doesn't get the taste of roast mamish. Elorak misyabish tzas. It just dries out a little bit. Ein hanochazu nechshevet tzliya. That place for next to the fire is not called tzli. V'chein kasav agonu shalom zalman orbach. Shemutr laniyach sufganiya. Therefore, shalom zalman says that you're allowed to put a donut. Hametugenes b'shemen. Al gadei hameichom l'eschamim. You can put it on a place that is hot to heat up. Even though we just said deep frying is bishul, that will not be a problem of tziach habishul. Because by heating up the donut on something that is hot, that's not considered roasting after cooking, although the deep frying is cooking, but this is not changing the taste at all. Therefore, like the Chazanish said, it's just considered heating it up. It would not be a problem that we're discussing over here of tzli achar bishul. The tzli has to be that it gets a taste of tzli. It gets an additional taste from the roasting after the bishul. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura. We're up to Sifkatan Mem Beis. So the Mechaber again says that if you had a davar shenefo nitzla. You have something that was baked. So if you cook it afterwards in liquid, yesh bo mishum bishul, there is an isra bishul. Va'asr litain pas afilu b'klisheni she'atzer ledes bo. Then the mechaber added on, it's asr to place bread in a klisheni where it's atzer ledes bo. So says the Chafetz Chaim, hosef bazed din acher. The Shulchan Aruch over here is adding an additional din. Ve'atam, the reason is, this svir le'ledei azo, this shita holds, di'yesh dvorim shemizbashlim afilu b'klisheni b'pnei shem rakim. There are things that are kalei habishul, they're soft, like we discussed yesterday, and they cook very easily, and they can cook even in a klisheni. Ve'ein anu b'kiyin, we are not experts at exactly what food items are easily cooked and what are not easily cooked. Ve'alkein hosef le'asur li'tein pasa afui. Therefore, the Mechaber is adding on over here an extra stringency, not to place bread that was baked to hurakich, which is soft. Afilu b'klisheni, even in a klisheni, because maybe that bread is going to get cooked in the klisheni. V'hu adin d'ledei azo yesh l'hachmir nami b'shar dvarim. And the same thing is true that according to the Shidi, Shri Machmir, but other things as well, shalo litnam b'klisheni, not to put them in klisheni, because again, they might be things that are considered easily cooked, and they can cook even in a klisheni. V'ayin l'kamon b'sivtes odos tavlin. We'll discuss later on in Sivtes the halach of spices. So it comes out over here that since we're not sure about many food items, whether they cook easily or not, one should be machmer not to place it even into a klisheni, which is normally not mevashel, but it is mevashel if it's atzer ledes bo, and the items that are put in are kali abishel, so one should be machmer. So the Mechaber is adding, after he says that there's an iser to place in a kli rishon, and after afiyah there is an iser bishel, he adds on that there is an iser potentially in bishel, even in a klisheni that's atzer ledes bo, and therefore one should not put bread there. Sivkatan mem gimel goes on the next point of the Mechaber, and that is the lenient sheet of the Mechaber brings down, v'yesh matirin, which the Rama says means that there are those who are matir in a klisheni to put the bread. Says the Mishabura, svira lehu, they hold the ein klisheni mevashel b'shum davar. They say this chumra in a klisheni is not necessarily a klisheni, does not cook, even if it is something that is kali abishul, it will not cook in a klisheni, and therefore they are matir putting the bread in a klisheni. We then brought in the Rama an even more lenient shita, that there are those who are lenient even in a kli rishon. So says the Mishabura Memdalid, Sviril, who they hold, the Ein Shayach Shem Bishol Achar Afiyah Otzliya, V'hu Adin Lehepach. They hold this whole din is not true. There is no Shem Bishol Achar Afiyah, there's no Afiyah Achar Bishol, and therefore you can go ahead and put your bread even in a kli rishon, absolutely no problem. The Ramah then came over the bottom line and said, the minhag is that l'chadchila one does not put bread into a klisheni that is yatzo ledes bo. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Bemhei, Pirish, She'ein nosnim lechem b'morak shalat shulint, b'ka'ara shu klisheni. One should not place bread into the chulant soup that is in a bowl that is a klisheni. V'kol shekein she'izar shalola oros alem ukirishom. Certainly one should not pour hot cholent or hot soup over bread from a kli rishon. As we discussed yesterday, a kli rishon that is poured and mevashel kdei klipa, it's even more machmir than the case of putting the bread into the cholent in the klisheni. Va'osam shechotchem habitzolim, and those who cut up onions, v'nosnin l'soch hamorak baka'ara, and they place it into the soup that's in a bowl, lo yasimu rak achar shelotia hayad so ledes b'hamorok. They should not do this until after the soup cools off and it's no longer yad so ledes. The belechem, because when it comes to bread, like we're discussing in the sif, yesh kula machma shenef akfar, it's certainly more lenient than the onions because the bread was already baked. The afilu hachi in this harim, and still we're careful not to put the bread that's baked into the klisheni. So kol shekein b'bitzolim shetzarach lizar, certainly one has to be careful with onions that were not cooked or not baked. Ki ein anu b'kiyim b'midi d'miki rakich v'kanal, because again, we're not b'kiyim in what's considered soft or not, and therefore one should be careful, certainly, not to place the onions in a klisheni. V'kol shekein l'fi mashen ohagim litina b'tzolim b'toch ha'tavshel shu davar gush. Certainly, according to what people are knowing, to place the onions in a dish that's a salad, Bevada yesh lizar, but for sure you should be careful about that. The yesh poskim shesovrim the devar gush shemuna b'klisheni dino kekli rishon. There are poskim that hold that although when it comes to a liquid poured into a klisheni, it's more lenient than in general we say a klisheni is not mevashel. When it comes to a salad, they hold that even if it's in a klisheni, it still retains the status of a kli rishon, because since the davar gush does not get exposed to all the side walls of the kli, it retains the heat inside, and therefore if one should be machmir not to put these cut up onions inside the soup that's a klisheni, he certainly should not put the onions onto a davar gush, a salad that isn't a klisheni. Says note number 66. Note number 66 is on the next page. He writes, "Ulahaniyah dover gush cham al gabei tzalacha sheyesh ba peiruri challah." Once we're bringing in the chumrah of a dover gush, so can I put a boiling hot piece of potato kugel or any other boiling hot piece of a salad onto a plate where there are breadcrumbs there? So says Rosh Hashanah shemutter. That is going to be mutter, even though we say the davar gush in a klisheni is like a kli rishon, and we are machmir not to put bread even into a klisheni. So how are you allowed to put the davar gush on the breadcrumbs? It's like putting the breadcrumbs in a kli rishon. Says Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter. The ain sarach lahakbi lenaro mimena. You don't have to be machmir to shake off the breadcrumbs before you put the hot food on your plate. Kevon she'ein lemaniach kavona levashel asaburim klal. First of all, the person who's putting the davar gush on top of the breadcrumbs has no intention to be cooking the breadcrumbs. V'yesh letzareth es das aposkim shekilu binyan davar gush. We could add on that there are shitas that hold the whole davar gush thing is not really true. It's really just as lenient as a liquid. That's another kula. And we could also be mitzareth das aposkim shekilu binyan bishlar chavir. We learned already that there are shitas that say bishlarach afiyas mutter. And therefore, because of all these ideas, says Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to make sure to clear off your breadcrumbs before you put the food on your plate. In Eretz Yisrael, many know that the minhag is at a kiddush to serve Yerushalmi kugel with a pickle. So is there an issue of putting the pickle on top of the Yerushalmi kugel if the Yerushalmi kugel is very hot? Ulahaniach melafafon chamutz agabi kugel roseach, to place a pickle on top of a boiling hot piece of kugel. So says Rosh Hashanah Orbach that it's mutter. Kevon she'einu miskavin lebishla melafafon. Your intention is not to cook the pickle on the kugel. The ain noach lo bebishul. You don't want it cooked. Ubeprachah melafafon miskalkel tzas machmasachom. Not only that, the pickle gets ruined because of the heat. V'adover nasa bederech misasig. It's happening through a form of misasig. V'och inyan davar gush einu muskim aposkim. Not everyone agrees this whole idea again of a davar gush. The ein machmirim bo ela misafik. We're only machmir on it, on a davar gush, misafik, and therefore, says Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to worry. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv and Rav Vosner say, sheyesh lehizar shelo yigu am lafum v'akugel zeh bazeh. You should be careful the kugel should not touch the pickle. Mipnesha kugel nelsha davar gush. The kugel is considered a salad, and therefore you don't want it touching the pickle. Achin, however, kishenogim heim zeba zeba lo kavana, ayidei total atzalacha zekadome, through moving the plate, they end up bumping into each other. So then Rav Vosner says, she'en lahakbil akach, you don't have to go crazy, and that would certainly be okay. Back to the Mishabura, we left off in the middle of Sifkotan Memhei, we're in the second column in line number 6 by note 66. The last thing we said in the Mishabura was that if you should be makbid not to put the cut-up onions into a liquid klisheni, you certainly should be makbid not to put the cut-up onions onto a salad in a klisheni, where some say the salad davar gush has a din of a kli rishon. Continues the Mishabura. V'afilu im yamtin ad shiyya hamorak shebekara ina yatzol lesbo. Even if you wait till the soup that's in the bowl cools off below yatzol lesbo, Mikomokom yizor shelo yishbuch achakach al shirui shiurei bitzolim shenisha bakaora min amorak shepa kedera miyal soledes behem. So even if one's going to be careful to wait to put the onions in until the soup cools off, but make sure not to pour on any other hot soup afterwards, that's soledes bo. The eirui mevashal kedei klip, because if you're going to put on the soup, which is yal soledes bo, afterwards on top of those onions, that will be eirui kli rishon, which is mevashal kedei klip, like we will see later on in Sif Yud. V'yesh b'zech shash d'araisa, that pouring of the hot soup from a kli rishon, the zatzel lesbo, onto the uncooked onions could be a concern d'araisa. V'chein mashen ohogim eiza anoshim, and so too that which some people are knowing. Kishaosin chamin miragli behema, when they make some kind of dish from the feet of animals, lachto chatichas pas bakli, that they cut up a piece of bread onto a vessel, and then they pour on this soup that's made from the legs of the animals from the Kli Rishon onto the bread. So lo yafahim osim, they're not doing good. Because even if you wouldn't put the bread first in the bowl and then pour the soup over it, but rather you would pour the soup first into the kli. Even if you wouldn't pour the soup over the bread, you would first pour the soup into the bowl and make it a klisheni. Halo kosav Ramah, the Ramah writes right over here, t'yesh li zarbas, that one should be careful not to put the bread into the soup that's a klisheni. Ela imrotza litain pas, if you want to put the bread in, yamtin atche lo yiyah hayad so lettuce b'marok. You would have to wait until the soup cools up, lo yiyah so lettuce b'marok. So certainly you should not put the bread in the bowl first and pour from the Kli Rishon, because even if you put the soup first and it's a klisheni, you shouldn't put the bread in until the soup cools down below Yatsu Letters Bowl. O shalochal apachos yishal bekaf mina kedera, or you should draw out the soup from the pot with a ladle, kedei shetia kara klishlishi. That way the pot's the Kli Rishon, the ladle's the klisheni, the bowl's the klishlishi, then you could be lenient to put the bread into the klishlishi. The kol shekinim rotz alitem betzolim b'shum l'tol ha'cham ha'ilu. Certainly, if you want to place onions, not just bread, you want to put the more machmir items that were not previously cooked or baked, like onions or garlic, into this hot dish. Bevada yizar me'ol asos kein. For sure, you should be machmir to either wait till the soup goes down below yasod adesbo, or it was used with a ladle, and therefore it's already a klishlishi in the bowl. The im yo'ora aleami kli rishon. Because if you're going to pour on to the betzalim and the shuman from a Kli Rishon shayat, so let us behem, yeish bazech shash av melacha v'kanal, that is a chshash d'oraisa. So therefore, that is what the Ramah says, that the minhag is to be careful of chadchila, not to put bread even in a kli sheni, so long that it's yat, so let us behem. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'ayitis of kadam en vav l'chadchila. Ubedyevet, if the bread was put in the soup, afilu bekli rishon, even if it was put in a kli rishon, ain less, or we would not ask for that dish, diyesh lismoch ayesh mekilin. Because again, any time there is a lenient opinion that can be relied on, we don't rely on al-chachila, but bedyevet, we certainly do rely on that. And over here, as we saw, it is a machlokas, if there is bishalach harafiyah, so although the minhag is to be machmir, but if one messed up and he did it, the food would not become usser, because there is a lenient sheet to rely on that holds, there is no isser of bishalach harafiyah. According to them, no isser was done, memela the food is mutter. Sivkata mem zayim, so the Ramah said to be machmir not to put the bread even into a kli sheni, ubikli shlishi, mitzadid aprimigodim, bisivkata lamed hei lahokil ayin sham. However, if it is a kli shlishi, there already the Prima Gadim says that one can be lenient. If you look at note 67 on the next page, the Chazanish writes, Sha'af al-pisha misvara nire, she'ein chiluk bein kli sheni le kli shlishi. Zot Chazanish, really it doesn't make a difference if it's a kli sheni or kli shlishi, if it's still very hot, it's not any better than a kli shlishi. Mikomakom, hoel v'isser bishal hapas enu elu chumra. Since this whole minog, not to put the bread in the kli sheni, is really only a chumra, lo echmiru shalo lanicho b'kli shlishi. They did not extend the chumra of not putting bread into a kli sheni, that you shouldn't put bread into a kli shlishi as well. Kevan shebederach klal hamayim shebo enum chamim kashir shayatsu ledesbo. Lamaisa, in many cases, or in most cases, when you're pouring liquid from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni to a Kli Shlishi, it cools down below Yatsu Ledesbo. Therefore, they never would know it to be Machmir. So even if in this case, the Kli Shlishi is Yatsu Ledesbo, Zot HaChazanish, based on this Prima Gadim, so one would not have to be Machmir, and although we're Machmir not to put the bread into a Kli Sheni that's Yatsu Ledesbo, you would not have to be Machmir to not put the bread into a Kli Shlishi, even though it's Yatsu Ledesbo. They never accepted that upon themselves as a Chumra. Sivkata Memches, again the last point that we said, that the Minog is not to put the bread into the soup in a Kli Sheni, if the liquid in the Kli Sheni is Yatsu Ledesbo. Ayin b'chai olam shekosu, look in the Chai Olam who writes, teheicho shayad nichvesbo. In the case of the water is much hotter than Yatsu Ledesbo, it's yad nichvesbo. It's not that the hand will coil back, but the hand will get burnt in that liquid. L'kul yalma mevashal afibu b'Kli Sheni. There, says the Chai Olam, everyone would agree that there would be bishul even in a Kli Sheni when it is so hot. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.